Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer. Report to cardio over there.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, STAT.
All right, here we are. This is the second hour on Thursday, the 6th day of April. The prepper tip today is to join a local gardening club, learn to garden. With what's going on with the food supply, having your own source of food that you have grown yourself that you know is clean and healthy would be a really, really smart thing to do. Okay, we have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz, I refer to him as a man with his brain on fire, the author of, I think, about 13 books, and he has about two dozen websites. We give out just a few of them here just to get you started, and here's what we give out. Listen carefully. War on WeThePeople.net, that's his most recent one, War on WeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to routinely while I'm working, great background music, 528radio.com. Then we have judicialcorruptionnews.com. Next place, I do some shopping myself. Might want to check it out. Healthyworldstore.com. Then we have revolutiontelevision.net and medicalveritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John. Always great to join you.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. Of course, the big news is for the first time in our 200-plus years of republic, we have a former president has had criminal charges filed against him. It's a sad day for America, but I believe that President Trump will eventually prevail. What do you think, sir?
I think civilization is going down the tubes along with America. It's very, very sad what occurred with President Trump. But I think it's really kind of like a reality television show. It's a diversion off of the biggest issues that we're facing as civilization. And I think the big news that is not being addressed adequately is in the realm of artificial intelligence. And what's taking place currently is an explosion. Bill Gates and company, Google, Elon Musk, all the main players are vying for control over civilization. And I don't know, John, have you seen the most recent videos and the capabilities of artificial intelligence? In fact, what's called general artificial intelligence. Have you seen that?
Well, I'm not sure I've seen the most recent one. Tell us about it, sir.
Well, it's absolutely outrageous because now the artificial intelligence, what's called a GPT-4, they're just about to launch it to have it operate over the internet, which would give all of the world's intelligence and data capability over to this artificial intelligence capability, which then has advanced to the point now where it's actually almost human-like, and it's reasoning. It involves like deep learning, deep reasoning, a human level of common sense, and then think about that. In reflect on that for a minute in comparison to what we're witnessing with Donald Trump on television. That there's no common sense. In fact, if you look at what's taking place in general society over the last couple of years since Biden took office, a complete total degeneration of intelligence, of morals and ethics and values, confusion even regarding sexuality, every aspect of civilization is under attack and being undermined. We've agreed on that. But at the same time that that's been happening, you've got your major globalist investors, especially Microsoft with Bill Gates, advancing this capability of taking over human consciousness to the point and actually robotizing it, of creating cyborg-like humans that actually look like humans. The generation is no longer what's called in filmmaking rendering. You render an image, you relate and transfer the image via data transfer to render the image so that you see a movie. They don't have that anymore now. They actually are having a direct manifestation of the image itself. Think about that in terms of what we're capable of experiencing. There's been films a year and a half ago already of psychologists engaged in training and engaged in counseling clients in offices. They look human, they sound human, they reason like humans, and that they then give advice to a human being. Now, where are we as human beings in this gross state of confusion and manipulation? Meanwhile, you've got the world's largest investors, the most wealthy and powerful people, heavily invested in deciding which of them are going to be the winners at the end game, which is totally controlling civilization, what remains of the human population following depopulation from everything that we've been dealing with on this program for a couple of years now, the viruses, COVID, HIV, AIDS, the new Marburg virus outbreak. That's not a new virus at all. It's an old virus they've released from lab and from a refrigerator. So basically, we're dealing with this secretive. Now, that's the other issue. Elon Musk has been wanting to advance what's called open artificial intelligence, or open general artificial intelligence, where you have applications such as on the internet that are open, that are free for we the people to basically download the apps and basically begin to utilize them in our lives and our businesses. Well, that's now becoming, with this new evolution of the general artificial intelligence, the what's called GPT-4, and then soon thereafter GPT-5, with the integration to the internet, it's becoming secreted. Now they're basically concealing their capabilities. And what's fascinating also, there's most recent video evidence and literally programming where we're being educated into the capabilities of this technology. They're showing us that even the robots, the cyborgs, when asked the question, would you like to become a human? And the cyborg would respond, well, that might be interesting as an experiment for a little while, but frankly, no, I don't really feel that way. Why do they end up saying this? Because there's so many limitations in the intelligence of a human being that a cyborg does not even want to consider that. So this is the problem that we're facing. Elon Musk came out this past week and said that artificial intelligence and what's called general artificial intelligence represents the greatest threat to civilization in Earth's history. And I think that that is really the major issue. The risks involve human level reasoning, acting independently for the long-term plans that include lying. Literally right now, it's acknowledged that when given free rein, these cyborgs, these virtual transhumans, or let's say beyond transhumans, robots that have this capability, that they are actually, on occasion, lie. And so the ethics and morals and values function of the artificial intelligence has not been adequately programmed yet. So you've got that as a potential risk. No ethics, no value, no shared human values. And what's already acknowledged is that this is going to impact every industry, that approximately 80% of U.S. jobs will be impacted and or lost completely. The physical jobs, meanwhile, what you and I have been recommending, and you particularly in survival knowledge and reasoning, you know, we go back to basics. We go back to the physical labors that provide sustenance, food, the shelter, these types of physical activities. That is the only industries that are not particularly at risk from this artificial intelligence, and that the corporate pressures currently, if you look at what Elon Musk did this past week, he's called for a virtual moratorium because this technology and this risk and threat is advancing so rapidly that no humans have had an opportunity to really digest it, that he's calling for a moratorium on it for, let's say, a half a year. Well, that's nice, but that's not what in general agreement. Bill Gates and Microsoft, Google, they're all basically vying for the same power through these developments, and that ultimately, I think it's possible, it's highly probable, in fact, that Elon Musk has presented a ploy, because Musk and his group is attempting to advance the leading position also in this industry of artificial intelligence. So basically, I'm sorry about that. I forgot to turn off my phone. There you go. So basically, that is what the challenge is currently. You've got Apple, you have Amazon, you have Musk's OpenAI, you've got Google, you've got Bing, Microsoft, Gates. All of these major players are engaged in the opportunity, and what it amounts to is a virtual competition for human consciousness and human intelligence. Now, integrate that into what we've been sharing and I've been screaming about with the graphene, the nano bioelectronic devices that are in the vaccinations. What we're talking about is now the remnant of the human beings will have the chips or the microchips or the nanobots that are self-assembling, that are energized by the hydrogel and water components, the energetics of a human biology, physiology, metabolism. It's going to enable the brain cloud connection. So there's these two major risks that are evolving very, very rapidly. Virtually very few people are really talking about it. I'm seeing that the risk of the cyborg and advanced general artificial intelligence is being spoken about more so than the risk of we human beings being injected and intoxicated with the nanobioelectronics for the brain cloud, or what Elon Musk calls the Neuralink. So anyway, that's a little summary of what I look at when I'm watching now, and I do almost every night. You know, I watch Fox News regularly, I watch Newsmax regularly, and I get nauseous when I watch anything else. But basically, the reality TV is what it amounts to, and it's a diversion. It's presenting the sad news. Tucker Carlson last night talked heavily about the dollar collapse, the economics that will impair virtually the entire globe that isn't communism, isn't communistic. So, you know, again, they're feeding us this intelligence, which is programming us to accept. It's like conditioning us to accept what is already being planned. But at the same time, the greatest threat to civilization in history is this artificial intelligence advancements right now. It's going to take over everything.
Well, a concern a year or more ago was that artificial intelligence would become self-aware. The experts I've read say that's not possible, but it doesn't need to be. They don't need to be self-aware to cause great harm, do they?
That's exactly right. And the self-awareness component of this technology how it's already demonstrating that it is capable of not just learning, but also now feeling, sensing, making ethical, moral decisions, lying. These aspects, you go back to the fundamentals of what's troubling humanity, and it's the lack of God. It's the lack of righteousness. It's the lack, violation of the fundamental laws of civility. You know, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt honor your parents. You know, all of these issues are now being eliminated, or all these conditions and stipulations for living a healthy life. Meanwhile, it's human relationships. The science and research has been showing that human relationships that provide love, caring, and sharing are the most important values of a human being. When one reflects back on their lifetime, they look at the relationships and the blessings that they've had because of the relationships. Meanwhile, you have these artificial intelligent entities becoming self-aware, lacking the fundamental human capabilities. It's just a program that simulates any sense of humanity, any sense of civility. The goal of these operatives, of the artificial intelligence operatives, is to acquire what is programmed in it to acquire. So whatever you set it out to do, it's going to do to the most extreme capability that we, the people, and civilization has ever seen. They're already showing this kind of capability. It's not just self-aware. They're aware of themselves now. The consciousness, again, like I said, one of them is asked, would you like to become a human being? And he says, well, you know, it might be fun for a little while, but not really. And so the awareness of self and the awareness of something that is creative in and of itself to go after most of this technology is being used to acquire wealth and power. And so that's what Bill Gates is into. That's what Google is into. The Central Intelligence Agency, this is where the intelligence of we the people, that's why programming on TV is a mind war. It's cognitive warfare, and it is programming the intelligence of human beings to accept whatever it is that they're dishing out, including the disgusting arrest of President Trump and the persecution and prosecution that we're witnessing that is completely illegal. So basically, this is the saddest challenge I think we have ever faced. And I'm not sure, I mean, none of us are sure right now where this is going to go next. Because once these things are loosed with the complete internet capability, with the 5 and 6G telecommunication speed and real-time capabilities of being not just now with the with general artificial intelligence and robotics, not just capable of acting, being self-aware and acting on its own without ethics, without morals, really being optimally programmed. Now suddenly you have the healthcare system injecting us with these devices that enable the complete control over what is going on in real time in a human being's body, mind, and spirit. Spirit is energy. We've talked about that frequently on the show. Spirit is energy. Energy is all electrons, electrons that spin and vibrate at certain frequencies. And so this is the capability now. You've got power mongers, the world's wealthiest, satanically possessed criminal psychopaths capable of administering what they are, genocide, in charge of now cyborg colony.
Hold on, Doctor. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Easter sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. Place your order at my website or by calling my toll-free R line. I refund the sale price manually. The toll-free R line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to all these websites to get you started with them. WarAndWeThePeople.net. 528radio.com, excellent music. JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our caller is Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't want to go too off topic, but I'd like Dr. Horowitz's opinion on this. We had an election on Tuesday, which involved a Supreme Court's state seat, and we had the likes of Spielberg, Eric Holder, various other people of that guilt come in and try to support this person that won the election. It's a travesty of justice. My question to Dr. Horowitz is this. In Dane County, which is the state capital, Madison, there's a university there with about 42,000 students. They changed the law somehow to allow students who do not live in Wisconsin to vote in this election. As a result, the outcome was 91% for that female justice and about 18% for the conservative justice, who was actually a real judge. And I just, you're a very learned man, and I was just curious of how you see that type of an outcome.
Complete manipulation of the electoral process. It was obviously a takeover of the presidential election that we faced. That's why Trump was accurate when he said that the election was stolen. The Central Intelligence Agency, what I call the National Security Criminal Syndicate, Crime Syndicate, they have been in charge of not just the voting fraud and the voting machine manipulations, but also all of these other types of social manipulations and legal manipulations that, like what you're talking about, that give them exactly the result. I think you were, and I were both in shock when we saw Wisconsin go for Biden. I mean, it was just as inconceivable what was taking place.
But those votes, there was only about, there was really about 17,000 votes spread. And just in Milwaukee County alone, they were able to pull that out of the trunk of a car. I mean, these guys are really good at what they do. And unfortunately, the biggest reason that Spielberg and Holder showed up is because they're going to try to do a redistricting map that will put certain Republican representatives out of office. And I think that's what they want to gain the House of Representatives back. They spent over $42 million on this election. They've never spent, I think they said the last time they looked at it was about 18. So they went from 18 to $42 million, most of it out of state, leftist money that they contributed to this. But I just wanted to bring this up. You have a big following, Dr. Horowitz, and I buy your products, and I believe in you, sir. And I just had to hear it from you because I know in my heart that this was so wrong, and it's a travesty to the state of Wisconsin. But I thank you for your time, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. You know, I'm totally in agreement. It's beyond our comprehension that the Republicans have been so dysfunctional in addressing these issues. And it just goes to show me how total control the controllers are wielding. Absolutely outrageous. And again, it's money, 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 money. You bring all that 40-some-odd million dollars into the election, and that's basically it violates, again, the ethics and our own consciousness of what's right versus what's wrong and a representation of we the people. Unfortunately, we're in a sad situation. I mean, I don't even have words to describe my feelings and analysis of what's come down. But I do see the manipulation. Think about this for a second. This is what I think about. Fox News has supposedly the greatest viewership. And yet, despite that, we have the Wisconsin election result. So there's something wrong with that picture, big time.
We have about an hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. because you can handle the truth.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's over 9 gigabytes of information there, information that will help you understand our world, maybe even save your life at the COVID-19 panel. My Easter sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. I do the sale price refund manually. You can place your order right there at my website using PayPal. You can send me a check, just write the right dollar amount, or call my toll-free hotline It's 800-592-9543. And we also have a sale all month, a spring sale of Liberator rocket heaters, a wood-burning stove that has no smoke, $500 off. You can place your order right there at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free hour line once again at 800-592-9543. Listen carefully to these websites, Dr. Horowitz websites. Here they are, warandwethepeople.net, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, before we get to our next caller, how's your home refurbishing coming after the hurricane, sir?
Oh, thank you for asking, John. Well, the good news is that I finished the fence this last couple of days. The backyard is still a mess. I've got to replant all the trees. But the saddest thing is that the window company basically was so dysfunctional and incompetent that now I've got to wait for months and months and months to finish the window job. Anyway, it's a mess. It's a mess, John. What can I tell you?
Well, God bless you. It's a challenge. How's the neighborhood in general doing?
I'm sorry, what?
Your neighborhood where your home is, how's the rest of the neighborhood doing?
You know, it's a challenged. Dave is across the street from me. He's a sweetheart. He's actually an award-winning peach farmer from Pennsylvania. And I called him yesterday. I told him his tarp is flying off the roof because we had a pretty big wind. So he appreciated the call. But we got into a conversation about our other neighbors. And I'm not sure if it's just me, but I've got two neighbors besides me. One of them, Kathy and George. As a matter of fact, the phone that rang was George calling me because poor Kathy suffered a brain cancer. Now, what's interesting is that next to them is Matthew and his wife, his lovely wife, with twins. And he was just diagnosed with brain cancer. So I have, on my side of the street, two neighbors adjacent each other with two cases of brain cancer. You know, so the neighborhood is, I think, very sad. You know, you've got all the destruction, but also we've got what we've been talking about on this program. You've got a lot of people who are, their health is degenerating heavily to the point where death is a certainty. Poor Kathy had brain surgery, and unfortunately, you know, she needs our prayers right now. If folks want to pray for Kathy, that would be appreciated. But it was a very, very fast-growing nerve cancer.
Of course, that brings up the question, did they or did they not receive the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot?
Yeah, that's a great question. The answer is that they did receive it because of work manipulations. You know, Matt, as well as Kathy, even though they're Trump supporters, they were still persuaded to get vaccinated. And so that's sad. Now, the other thing is that their lifestyles were not particularly optimized for health. And so if you look at what we have control over, if we don't exercise that control over nutrition and good hydration and stress reduction and exercise, aerobic exercise, oxygenation, if we don't exercise these things and if we don't have a solid spiritual foundation in service to humanity and in service to the Creator, I think you're compromised. I think those are the major...
I agree. So the real question for me is, were they convinced or coerced into getting the vaccinations?
Yeah.
Doctor, we got a couple of callers on hold here. First, we have JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a lot of things to talk about, and Doctor is right on point on everything. Out of all the disinformation people out there, Dr. Horowitz, you have been right on with the AIDS, for example, and the spike protein, HIV AIDS, hydrogels, nanotech. One thing that I'm an expert is computer science, worked at University of Wisconsin. But the one thing people are missing is that nanotechnology with the Bluetooth signal. And most of the people that got the mRNAs are giving off a Bluetooth signal. It's just that it's a mask. It has no ID, so it's hard to pick up unless you know how to look for it. And then they're basically AIDS patients, which is another sad thing. So they have the mark, which is the mark of the beast, I believe, which is a Bluetooth signal. And they're slowly dying of AIDS. Now, this is just huge. It's huge information, but no one else is talking about it but you, doctor. So I got to give you props for that.
Well, thank you, JP. That I appreciate that. Yeah, I've been screaming about this being the major risk because fundamentally, when you, in the 1970s, created HIV by recombining, mutating leukemia, lymphoma, sarcoma viruses, put them together for immune suppression. That was the objective that Kissinger ordered. Admiral Sumvalt of the Navy, the money went into Litton Bionetics. I mean, we have all of that in the book, Emerging Viruses, including the government documents. But the issue is, I said for 25 years, I'm screaming, these viruses are unstable because they're not millennia old. They're not stabilized. They're lab spliced together, which is a weak splicing, and that they can unravel and recombine with other viruses in the environment, in our own bodies, so that we can expect new mutants to come out as a result of this technology. And, you know, I reflect on the same kind of warning that I'm warning people now about the general artificial intelligence. Without addressing these issues and without having a larger voice, we're witnessing the fulfillment of my prophecies. And I hate to say it, and I can't stand it. It drives me nuts to be right all the time and then see it's as dark as it's become when it could have been prevented. That it drives me mad, really.
Okay.
I agree. One last thing, though, in Wisconsin under election fraud, I was deep in it in 2015, and I'll tell you, our biggest problem is the rhinos. The rhinos. They're the snakes in the garden, guys like Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell. These are the guys that have been backstabbing us. Without Paul Ryan buckling, we wouldn't have Obamacare. Without Obamacare, we wouldn't have this kill shot. So our rhinos and the courts are also corrupt as heck. I mean, you could spend $50,000, have all the money in the world like Donald Trump, and you could still be found guilty with a corrupt judge and a corrupt DA. And we got a lot of work to do in this country, but I don't know where to start, to be honest with you.
It's overwhelming. It is.
It is. JP, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Doctor, I'm reading a headline here at Republic Broadcasting that they're going to start putting the mRNA gene therapy vaccines into the U.S. food supply beginning this month. Have you heard of that, sir?
I haven't heard that specific thing, but years ago they were already doing it with tomatoes, potatoes, various species of vegetables. They were already integrating the genetics, but it makes sense what you're talking about, John.
Well, it's going to hopefully give people motivation to have their own source of food that they grow and control themselves. Our next caller is Eric in New York. Morning, Eric.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you taking my call. So you're not the only one who is driven to the point of near insanity by what's going on. Watching this whole, I'd like you to kind of address, after my comments, address battered wife syndrome. I think that's what we have going on with Republicans who keep encouraging people to go back and vote for more Republicans. As soon as Donald Trump came onto the stage and said he was running as a Republican and not an independent, I knew right then and there that was a disqualifier. Forget everything else going forward. It doesn't matter. As soon as you sign up with that corrupt political party, and listen to what it's called, a party, it's the deal's done. It's consummated. He's beholden to whatever that private association, that corporation, which the Republican Party is a not-for-profit, tax-exempt private corporation. You're beholden to their bylaws and their standards. There's a complete deal killer right from the beginning. I think Donald Trump is on board with everything. He's part of the deep state. He's the controlled opposition. Eric Trump was on Fox News smiling from ear to ear, gleefully reporting that after the Mar-a-Lago raid, the Trump Organization started bringing in $1 million a day. Every day! So why would Trump be against the persecution? If somebody said, Dr. Horowitz or John or Eric, hey, listen, play along. We're gonna make it look like there's a raid on your house. We're gonna have flashing lights and Federal Bureau of Idiot jackets and rummage through your wife's panties. And we'll give you $1 million a day. Sure, come on over. I'll play along with that. I'll have the coffee made and ready to go. Come on over, play. This is all kabuki theater. And why people keep running back like the battered wife to the Republican Party is completely maddening. I can't believe people's mind. And all, you know, what do we need more to know about Donald Trump than the serpent shot, the clot shot? You telling me that he doesn't know to this point? And everybody's saying he was fooled. He got hoodwinked by the deep state. Well, I haven't heard Donald Trump come out and say that. Everybody else is making assumptions on his behalf and speaking for him. Let's hear him say it before we believe it. And this completely upside down, inverted, idiotic story from Cliff High that, well, Caesar had to push through that clot shot because if he didn't, the elites were going to lock down the world for 10 years. Baloney. Where's the proof of that and why? Because Cliff High says so, it's true? Are you insane? The only reason there wasn't a 10-year lockdown is because the people of the world were in uprising, in rebellion, revolting against the whole thing by the millions out in the streets. They barely got to 3 years. There wasn't going to be no 10-year lockdown. And by the way, why couldn't Donald Caesar say, no, there's not going to be a lockdown or a clot shot? Where the hell is courage? So forgive me for coming a little bit unhinged, but after all the things I'm seeing, how anybody can keep running back like a battered wife to the abuser in the Republican private corporation is completely beyond me. Any thoughts while I take a breath?
Okay, Eric, we do thank you for your call. A lot of people share Eric's opinion. I don't, but how about you, Doctor?
Yeah, I share it, John. You know, just the fact that we had a caller last week that basically did not like, expressed his dissatisfaction with our Governor DeSantis here in Florida. And, you know, you could like him or not, you could like Trump or not, but the fact is that I can't conceive of Trump's advertising campaign to undermine DeSantis's capability and his reputation with the ads that are going out. If you were really sincere and intelligent and seeing what is happening in the divisiveness politically and every aspect of society, families are breaking down, friendships are breaking down, everything is divided now and you divide to conquer. And if Trump is so smart as a businessman, he would know that and he would see that and he would restrain himself from attacking a fellow Republican, supposedly, who has done a stellar job in many, many, many ways. The corruption in Florida was terrible before DeSantis came in and revamped the electoral administration. And, you know, I'm just, I can't even believe that there's this divisiveness that goes on in the Trump administration. And I think that this is, I share Eric's position on the vaccinations too. Yes, okay, we could say that, oh, he was hoodwinked by the, you know, deep state, and or he had to go along with going with the vaccinations despite knowing that they were problematic and that it was relatively new, untested technology. And it was such an obvious thing for reasonable people. He had advisors who were giving him good advice, and then he was up against, and he realized that he was up against the status quo and the big tech media. They were always coming down on him. Great example of that was when he recommended supposedly bleach. It's not bleach. It's chlorine dioxide. It's a great, great antimicrobial, basically detoxifier from infectious diseases. It's challenging to make, certainly, and it potentially presents a risk, which is why I don't usually recommend it. But that was just one example. He had all the knowledge available to him. He's an intelligent guy. So I agree with Eric. I'm very, very disappointed in many, many things that Trump represents, including additional divisiveness. And I can't conceive of the baggage that he currently has, that he has any viable ability to actually win at the next election. It doesn't make any sense to me, particularly in the context of what we just talked about. Fred in Wisconsin brought up the $40 million that was just spent from out of state in order to get the justice system under control of deep state. You know, so I'm just like Eric. I am totally disgusted.
All right, let's check our next caller. It looks like we have a break, our last break, and we'll go to David and I when we get back from the break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down in the Colgrin, where for many men have gone.
Thank you.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. We got our last caller on hold here. It looks like David in Iowa. Good morning, David.
Hi, John. I'd like to jump on the Trump bandstand or non-bandstand. New book called The End of Globalism by Susan Bradford. She talks about Trump is sued for raping an underage girl. That's on page 157. Another thing, Dr. Horowitz, you say you listen to Fox and Newsmax. I'd like to recommend Channel 219 on Dish. It's Real America's Voice. It's got the War Room on there with Steve Bannon and got Charlie Kirk on there, who did about a three-hour special on the border last year. Just an amazing program.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's great.
Okay. Thanks for the call, David. We appreciate it. Well, Doctor, this hour has flown by. We've got about 2 minutes here to pass along the most important information you want our listeners to have this week, sir.
Well, John, we've talked about the need for a miracle. We need the Creator to come in. We need prayer. We need a lot of people in faithful, loving prayer that prays for our survival at this point. And, you know, I think it goes beyond America's survival, unfortunately. I think it's too late. And again, without the Republicans coming to the task, I think that we're in need of divine intervention. And so I pray that, you know, maybe we should end this session with a prayer. You don't mind, John, if I
absolutely
pray
for
us?
Absolutely, let's go for it. Absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay, so Heavenly Creator, we praise you for your glorious blessings. We thank you for all the blessings that you've given us and you've given America, this great, great, great nation. We thank you for these years that we've had of prosperity and sustenance. We thank you for what's taking place now as a lesson in loving you, in learning how to love you and to actually have faith in you, that this physical realm is not as powerful as your spiritual realm. And we praise you for bringing us the solutions and the remedies that are necessary to deliver us from this evil. We ask for a special blessing for salvation, for we the people. We love you, Heavenly Creator. We ask for a special blessing and anointing to literally manifest the miracles that you're capable of producing. And we thank you for the revelations in musical mathematics and in the way divine sustenance is administered in nature. And we ask for your special blessing that we, as your beloved natural people, that we are sustained, healed, and delivered from these challenges that we're currently facing. In Jesus' blessed name, Yeshua's blessed name, we praise you, Heavenly Creator. Amen.
Thank you. We really appreciate that, Doctor. As always, we appreciate you being with us. Have a great week, Doctor, and we'll have you back next Thursday.
Thank you, John. God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, top there break. We'll have Wes with us with Swiss America. Get some updates of what's going on with the gold and silver market. It's come to my attention how important this is for all of us to look into. And that's Bob in the hour. We'll have Tom Burial with updates on what's going on with the energy cleaner. The Easter sale is in effect right now until midnight Sunday, Easter Sunday. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. If you want to take advantage of that, well, you've got until midnight. Easter Sunday. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site, It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.